Therefore, to prevent us from repeating the same mistake and become the subject of mockery during our disputes with the Greeks, let's accuse the apostles of being uneducated. This accusation is actually a praise. When they comment that the apostles were crude, let's agree and add that they were also untrained, illiterate, poor, common, simple, and unknown. It isn't offensive to the apostles to declare this, but rather it is their glory to have surpassed the entire world despite these characteristics. For these untrained, crude, and illiterate men have managed to overcome wise, powerful tyrants, and those who were celebrated for their wealth, glory, and other materialistic successes, as if they were not mere men. This clearly demonstrates the great power of the cross and that these things were not achieved through human strength alone. For the outcomes do not conform with the usual course of nature, but rather surpass it, indicating that these achievements were guided by a divine power. Observe how the fisherman, the tent maker, the tax collector, the uneducated, the illiterate who hailed from the distant region of Palestine, could defeat the philosophers, the orators, the seasoned debaters, and quickly prevailed against them even amid numerous dangers. They had to face opposition from people and kings, the struggle against nature's law, resistance from ingrained customs, the attacks from demons, the devil stirring mass opposition involving kings, rulers, nations, cities, barbarians, Greeks, philosophers, orators, historians, laws, courts, different types of punishments, and innumerable types of deaths. But still, all these opponents were defeated when the fisherman spoke, just like light dust is swept by a gust of strong wind. What I'm suggesting is that we should adopt this way of arguing with the Greeks so that we're not like livestock, but are ready for the hope that is in us. Let's pause for a while to delve deeper into this important topic and propose to them, how did the weak prevail over the strong? How did the 12 surpass the world? Not by using the same armor, but by facing armed men in their complete vulnerability.